sometimes. I tell you, and anybody that works out and stays in shape, it's a nonstop peer pressure, man. I've talked about this before, but you know, you walk in, you everyone watches what you eat, by the way. It's like when you're in decent shape and you're kind of fighting Father Time, and you're not winning, obviously, but you know, you're definitely putting up a good fight, right? Like my boy Mayweather. I'm Mayweather right now, going against I'm not Mayweather. What am I talking about? I'm McGregor. McGregor, kind of. My boy was going at it with Floyd, right? I mean, he's just giving that battle. And then he tires out, man, gets knocked the fuck out. But we should have gotten the fuck knocked the fuck out. Anyway, I'm derailing here a bit. And, that's how it feels. You know, I fight Father Time. I don't win. But at the end of the day, you know, I'm doing my part, right? But then other people, it's so funny because then they start – like obsessing and watching everything you do and how you eat. And it's like, oh, you know, they're always making a comment. Oh, you know, he's not going to eat that. Or, oh, I'm like, what the fuck? The fuck you expect me to do? Do you just eat every fucking donut I see? You know, when I walk in the building, they're having candy. They're having donuts. And they're telling me, oh, grab one. It won't hurt. Then you go up to the floor I work. And, oh, come on. It's a donut party. We're going to have a big breakfast buffet on Friday as well. And then you go see your friends. Oh, come on, have a beer. And then you go to your daughter. She's not trying to eat healthy. So everywhere you go, man, it's nonstop. And then when you say no, that, oh, come on, if you can have a dollar, if I can have, oh, man, I think I'd be in good shape, guys. I wouldn't be a millionaire, but I'd be in good shape. Everyone comes up to you like you have the answers to this way of doing it. It's like they're so mystified by the conditioning you're in. And they say, well, you know, how do you do it, man? I'm trying to do it. And it becomes a confessional. It's like, you know, like I had this guy at the gym, and he's coming up to me. And he used to be a dickhead to me all the time. Like, we used to argue in basketball. He was one of those guys that was what I call the common denominator. Every time there was a fight or an argument, he was part of it. So you know that he was always going to initiate or stir things up. And now he's had an about face. Like, he's been gone for a bit, and nothing like an injury to humble you. And now, you know, when I see him, he talks to me super nice. And, you know, I'm like, wow, well, what's gotten into this guy? You know, testosterone levels went down. I'm trying to fill this out. All right? And yeah, this fucking guy, man, he's just, you know, a sweet guy. He's like, oh, man, you know, I don't know how you do it. I mean, he's just lauding me for the conditioning that I keep. And I've been doing it for so long. How do you do it? And, yeah, I mean, I don't know, man. It's not really rocket science, right? It really isn't. To me, it isn't. I mean, it's just something that when it comes to having, you know, resilience and having the consistency, and part of it, it's just – just staying away from those influences, man. You know, just people all the time want to push you there. And don't get me wrong, it's not like I don't have a moment. I try to have cheap meals. I've said this before. And it's just something you have to create, like a lifestyle. It's you have to think of it as, this is the way I'm going to live for the rest of my life. So when I think about working out, it's like taking a shower. When I talk about eating right, it's something I do every day. It doesn't even feel like I'm dieting like everyone thinks it is. It's more of, you know, and I'm at a stage where I put in work for a couple of years. I learned how my body works and everything. And now I have an idea of, you know, for me, I feel it's more about staying within certain calories. So, sure, I could have a donut here and there, right? You know, especially if I play basketball, I could have a donut here and there or something like that. But I can't do it all the time. You know, I make sure I don't eat before or after a certain time. And, you know, my body is such that I don't need to eat every 2 or 3 hours. I don't metabolize food fast like that. So it's things like that you got to do. And, you know, people are always asking you stuff like, you know, like, you know, how much protein do you drink? I really don't drink protein. I don't even count it. I still have a protein tub I bought. I haven't used it. I probably used it maybe twice. And it was more because I was just feeling hungry and lacking calories. And I just wanted to get a good, you know, scoop of protein in there. But it's not something that I'm obsessed with protein. I'm not, because I already built my base. This is where I'm going to be at, give or take. Now, if I'm trying to go single digit body fat and, you know, kind of looking like a bodybuilder, you know, in competition mode, then, yeah, by all means, then I got to get into that world. But I'm not doing any of that. And I look decent, but I think it's – people think it's such a magical thing. It's like a wonder drug, and it really isn't. I mean, it's just so much stuff out there to learn and about your body and how you do things, but, gosh, it's not – it just feels very weird when people are always – just watching what you eat, what you carry, you know, always making their comments and always saying about how they used to be on that plight. And I'm like, dude, this is not a plight. This is just how I do things. Why do you think I'm just on a diet mode 24/7? No, you know, I'll go have some beers. I'll go do something, right? I mean, we all do. I just don't think you can keep up that lifestyle, especially when you have friends and things like that. Like, I can't go over someone's house and be like, look, I don't want to eat. Like, I already brought my food, I already ate. They don't want to hear any of that. They get so fucking offended. So I just, you know, when I go visit people, especially in holiday times, it's like they don't care. They don't give a fuck. And they be just getting weirded out when I'm like, oh, I got to have a gym wherever I go. If I go travel, because I'm going to eat like shit. And the first thing I'm going to do in that morning is I'm going to get up and go to the gym. Go to the fucking cardio machine and fucking lift weights. And that's just because I'm trying to offset it. You just have to, for me, I have to have that paranoia. I have to have that mindset that, fuck, I can fucking gain 10 pounds easily. And that's something that is part of the territory, man. When you lost weight as much as I have and you're reminded of that, you know, with pictures and with other people, it's something that you just say all the time, hey, I just don't want to go back to that. I don't want to go back to that. And over the years, after you get accustomed, that's the one thing I say. It's one thing to lose weight, but the journey is keeping it off. Because I can go ahead and challenge someone and say, you know what? I want to go ahead and have you lose 30 pounds. And let's put a bet on it. And I'm sure many of you guys would do it. Right? I mean, you do it if there's some sort of incentive. If I tell a girl, look, we're going to get married. I mean, she's going to be hitting that gym. Relentlessly. I know somebody at work that does that. It's like they have a wedding coming up and they're fucking killing it. They're like addicted to the gym because they're trying to fit in that wedding dress. They have that wedding dress. They have it all planned out. This is their day. Again. But yeah, you just have the people all the time that are so, they need those goals. They need those goals. And then once they reach them, it's like, but I love it, especially training and staying fit, because it's the ultimate challenge, in my opinion. I think just fighting Father Time and fighting Mother Nature is a battle that many of us can't keep. And I know that I won't be able to at one point. There's going to be a point where my body says, nah, bro, like, you just got to write this thing out. Like, I don't want to do no more push-ups. I don't want to do anything else. Like, I had a guy at the gym. You know, old guy, man, he stopped running just recently. He had to stop running. He's like, his knees just didn't like it. He's a little frail guy. You can tell he's a runner. But the guy just stopped. He said, you know, my body just can't do it anymore. Like, he just does a little, what's that thing called? The rowing machines, right? Those things that the CrossFitters do at the competitions. I tried doing those things. They don't really do anything for me. It's like, not for me. But I tried it, though. Elliptical is cool. The treadmill. You know, running is the best. I think running is the best form of conditioning. That cardio, man, something special, man. When you run and you get 3 miles in, no problem, man. I'm telling you, you can run 3 miles at a good pace. You can fucking do anything. You'll be, like, working out. You'll be playing basketball, and you're like, let's go all day. Let's go. By that third game, you're like, whoa, I'm ready to go. Let's play. Everyone's like, oh, man, dude, like, I'm tired. I'm like, no, let's go. Where the youngins at? I used to play, as of a couple years ago, I used to play, 2 hours. I used to play from 9 to 11, 9 to 12, just nonstop. I used to go up in Tampa and play with some young guys almost half my age, man. High competition. And I felt really good. And I know a lot of it has to do with cardio, but people just, you know, have their lives and they just can't figure it out. You know, luckily I have a job that is pretty routine, pretty flexible, right? So I could squeeze in my time, and there's nothing like the morning time. I don't care what anybody tells me. You know, you that morning time is the consistent time you have to exercise because no one's going to bother you. Now, if you're in law enforcement, if you're a nurse, if you have one of those jobs where you have, like, crazy shifts, then that's different. You know, I don't know how that would work. But if you're having an 8-to-5 job where you're having to work late or weekends, you know, but it's mostly 8-to-5, you have that 5 to 7 o'clock or that 4 to 7 o'clock window. And there's gyms out there, there's things to do. But, you know, you want to stay up late. You want to watch your House of Cards. You want to go ahead and catch up on your favorite shows. I get it. I made that decision. For me, my pie chart is podcasting. My pie chart is exercising. And that's it. You know, and I go see a friend here and there. I got some plans here coming Friday. I'm going to have some drinks with some buddies here. And I haven't done that with them in months. So that's the reason why I just try to nix it as much as possible because, you know, all of my friends are not in the same social circle. So I don't hang. So one guy that I hang out with is never going to hang out with two or three other groups because I'm just different like that. Like, I don't have the same group of friends. Like, it's like they're totally different. If we would get them all in the room, they'd probably just be quiet and maybe talk or say something, but they wouldn't say much to each other because they're all from different walks of life because that's just how my personality is. So, but yeah, so since I don't congregate with everyone together, what happens is friend number one, I get with him every 3 months and I'll have a drink with him, right? And that's, and he expects me to do it because we only hang out 3 or 4 months. And I have friend number two, same thing. Friend number three, same thing. So on and so forth. So that's how I have to watch it because, you know, when I do have those moments, those guys want to get together every time and drink. And then you tell them, nah, you don't want to drink. Then they kind of get turned off. Dude, I haven't even been drinking that long. I mean, what's getting you all, you know, getting all fussed up about here? You know, I'm not a drinker, never been. And that's the thing I feel anyway. I decided to not do that shit as far as drinking and smoking and doing drugs until after I graduated college. Like, I had some episodes where I was given stuff, but I stayed away from it because it was – people didn't understand it in my circles, but I saw the saying on Instagram where it said, you know, my role models were people I didn't want to be like. And that's exactly how I felt growing up. It wasn't that, you know, growing up I had a father that was very abusive, that was very obsessive with work, domestic abuse and things like that. And, you know, great man, but he made his mistakes, right, growing up. I had a mom that never communicated with me, never talked to me about things. To this day, she's never told me she loves me. And, you know, and then the only other role models I had was an uncle that's schizophrenic, is still in a halfway house because of his disease, right, because of his mental condition. And I have another one that's been in and out of prison his whole life. And these are men in their 50s. My grandmother passed away. These were my role models growing up. These are my immediate family members in my life that I had that were influential to me. So when I was all around that, you know, and I didn't even forget to add that my uncle was an alcoholic, the one in prison, you know, you're around it. So I was like, I watched these people around me. I said, well, I saw my dad dabbling in drugs. I'm like, I'm not going to do that. I saw my uncle drinking every fucking morning. I'm not going to do that. But of course, people, your friends, don't understand that because they don't know your environment. They just assume that you grew up just like them, or that they don't have a fucking clue about, you know, how you had to train yourself to be that way, to stay away from that stuff, because it was so prevalent in my childhood that you just say, man, I just can't. This looks bad, man. This looks horrible. So I'm not going down that route. So, you know, I tell people all the time that I took the opposite route of what I experienced in life. So whatever I saw people do in my life, that I said, I'm not going to do that because they're definitely not. It isn't, whatever they're doing, it doesn't look good. So I did the opposite. And that's why I say that I stayed in school, because that's all I knew. It's like I didn't want to go sell drugs. I mean, I saw my dad do that a little bit. You know, I saw drinking and all these different things. You know, I saw my uncle in and out of prison. I mean, he wasn't even around for 6 months and he'd be back in the bin. You know, like, that's just kind of the life I was around. So, you know, going back to that, you have to build a certain resistance or a certain personality not to let peer pressure. And then you realize that peer pressure is real when it comes to drinking, when it comes to drugs. And I just didn't want to opened doors that I couldn't close. And I think that's the same thing how I feel now about eating. I have to make sure I monitor that. I have to make sure that that stays intact, because at the end of the day, I mean, I'm the one that has to wrestle with those demons. And it comes back to not doing what other people want me to do. And I don't care. Like, if they don't want to accept you for who you are, for what you like to do, by all means, you know, don't worry about it. Do your thing, bro. Do your thing. But, you know, that's kind of where I'm at in life. And, gosh, these guys just love to see what I eat. They like to analyze and make their comments, man. But that's life being the big dog, as I like to say.
1, 2, 1, 2, keep it on. Listen to the shit because we keep it till dawn. Listen to the ass track, got it going on. Listen to the ladies, come on and let me spawn. Pour your eggs, then you go up the river. Listen to the ass track, that freaky nigga.
Now I'm at rockin', I shockin', I take.